You know, recording the intros for these podcasts is exhausting. We should just put up a sign
saying podcast starts now.
Yeah, we just point to the sign. We say the sign says it.
Well, it's audio. They can't see the sign. Tomorrow, a huge day for you, Jim. Your daughter's getting married.
I know. It's a weird thing when a father gives his daughter away to another man. Like, that is real.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. I bet. My feels. They don't have a best man or maid of honor in their wedding party.
Oh, really? Okay.
Both Nathan, my future son-in-law, his dad and I agreed to get up and each say, like, half a minute of a toast.
Okay, yeah, you do a toast to the newly married couple.
So if you guys want, I will share it with everybody in the listening audience.
Okay, test this out on us.
A day and a half before I actually do it.
Okay.
For everybody else, tell me what you think. This is from the heart. When my daughter was born on April 2nd, I just remember, you know, her being handed to me by a nurse and having her little finger grab my finger and just curl around it. And like, that is a feeling that you can't describe. You can only live it.
It's just
beautiful.
All parents have that moment.
And then, you know, holding that finger, and then like, I jump forward to her teenage years, and like every teenage kid who goes through those, you know, tumultuous times, holding on so hard to her hand and not let go when things were so crazy. And, you know, I'm Catholic. I almost called an exorcist at one point, but we held on. And now I am happy to give my daughter's hand to Nathan for him to hold it now instead.
That's actually really, really sweet.
And God bless them both.
That is. It's very relatable to any dad.
Yeah, I love them. They're great. They'll be great together. And I'm gonna be weeping.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna be a puddle. But but I don't care. And then we're gonna have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm a little verklempt myself. Yeah.
I know. I kind of glossed over that middle part where I talked about the teenage years.
Right, when you're trying to hold her hand tightly while she's trying to push you away.
Yeah.
Which is what teenagers do.
They become a demon.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, who the heck is this thing that's living in my house? Where all of a sudden you're just called all kinds of names.
Yeah.
Like, you realize all the swear words they've learned.
Probably from listening to you put things together.
Man, you got to hold on.
You
went through this. I know you had these experiences.
You had the little baby and then, you know, the holding to your finger, and then you're trying to hold them while they're saying that you suck, Dad.
You're an idiot.
I wish I wasn't your child.
Yeah. I wish Mom cheated on you and I was some other person's daughter.
I want to be, God, please kill him. I want to be in another family.
But then
they grow out of that.
You get through it.
Yeah, you do.
You get through it, and then you're hugging again.
Yeah.
And so it's all okay.
It's just a few years that you have to live through.
Yeah.
And then there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
You're expected to forget all that and then pay a lot for the wedding.
Exactly.
Back to Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Three things you want to know this morning.
A very trendy coffee shop in New York is going viral because customers are slurping up their coffee in what looks like colostomy bag pouches. They're no longer serving coffee in cups. They're serving them in pouches that many customers have compared to colostomy bags. So here's the deal. They said, well, you know, it's better for the environment. These bags can, you know, break down and you know, not be a thing in garbage dumps forever.
Right.
And, you know, people are slurping them. They say they're easier to carry. And the people at 787 Coffee Shop say, and the bags can be repurposed. As colostomy bags?
Just don't. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you go into, you know, the Kid Rock bar.
The classic story of the Kid Rock bar with somebody
swinging his colostomy bag around.
On the dance floor.
On the dance floor. Yes. So, yeah. Oh, no, don't worry. It's just my coffee.
It's just coffee.
It's my coffee.
Yeah.
Well, it was coffee at one time. God. A guy in Texas was going for a test drive of a new truck at a dealership, and as soon as he got on the road, he got pulled over by the police. Apparently, the dealership is having some issues with the police because they're not properly putting license plates on the cars that they go out for test drives.
Oh.
So they're pulling people over and giving the actual driver who's doing the test drive, giving them a ticket, and also citing the auto dealership. So,
well, that's rude.
So they're probably going to have some issues for a while.
Like, do it to the dealer.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not your fault. You just got in and said, oh, let's go for a test drive.
Customer, they open the door for you. You hop in, you think you're going for a ride, and all of a sudden the lights go. Oh, I don't like that at all. Man, oh, man. Well, guess what? Goofy in the Disney universe.
Yes.
Is not a dog.
I thought he was a dog.
This revolutionary concept has been brought out by the man who's been playing Goofy's voice for the last 37 years. You think he would know, right? So apparently he was doing some kind of Q&A, and he said, Pluto is a dog, but Goofy's not a dog.
Because wasn't Pluto Goofy's dog?
Yeah, it was kind of a thing.
So it's kind of weird, whereas the dog that owns another dog.
We did call that out several years ago.
Yeah.
So we were on top of this.
Yeah, exactly.
But apparently, he says, and this is where we're getting into the weeds, the man who plays Goofy's voice says Goofy is part of the canine family, like how a wolf isn't a dog, but still part of the family. So he is Canis Goofus. Is his scientific name.
That's how he identifies. Those are his proverbs. Pronouns.
Yeah, he's like a dog, but he has a dog.
Okay. I'm glad we got that settled. Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Now, this is a hack that you were telling me about off the air that I'm very excited about.
I'm so proud of this because somebody I know came up with it. It's my daughter. She's in her 20s.
Right.
I want a bumper sticker that says, you know, instead of like, my kid's an honor student.
Honor student, right.
My daughter's in her 20s, and she came up with the most genius hack for people who follow you too closely while you're on the interstate.
The people who are right on your butt on the interstate.
They're riding you, and you might even do the brake tap.
Yeah, you look around, they say, both lanes on the other sides are clear. You could go around me.
Right.
But no.
And it's just not safe. And
right.
You're just getting ticked off because you can pretty much see the pores of their face in your rearview mirror.
You can tell if they have had a spinach salad for lunch because it's between their teeth.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love this idea.
Okay, what
so,
do you do?
She said, it doesn't work when it's raining, okay?
Okay.
This is like a non-rainy day thing. But what she does is she turns on her windshield wiper fluid spray.
Oh, and it...
And lets it arc up over the hood and windshield of the car. And at that speed, if they're that close, it lands on their windshield.
Right, right.
And they get ticked off.
Yeah.
And she says they back off every time.
That's a great idea.
Even if somebody's, you know, ignores the brake tap. Like
right.
If they get the windshield spit, oh, man, they start giving you some distance.
See that? And that gives you satisfaction because you feel like, hey, that guy that was right behind me, following so close, I spit on him with my car.
Exactly. I used my car's spit mechanism. So to me, it's a genius thing, and you can't even be accused of anything. You say, oh, I was just cleaning my windows.
And the people that sell windshield washer fluid are going to love it, too.
They encourage you to do it to everybody.
Do it for our economy. Do it for the good of the state. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. Thanks for tuning in.
Apparently, you're going to have some house guests.
Well, you know, the holidays are fast approaching, and over the summer, we ran into some folks. We were at Ruby Falls doing a tour there, and really nice, and we kind of hit it off with some people that were in the, the little gift shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we started talking, and they said, oh, where do you guys live? Oh, we live in Murfreesboro. Oh, nice. And I said, yeah, you guys seem cool. Why don't you stop by and say hi sometime?
Come visit sometime.
And so we got a message saying, yeah, we're going to be there for the holidays.
wait.
And we're going.
They're coming.
Yeah, and
for real.
We said you need to stop by and visit us sometime. You know you say that to people, but you don't mean it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's like saying, is there anything I can do for you? And no, you don't want them to say, yes, here, I'd like you to do this and this.
Right.
No, you want to say, oh, fine, and keep moving with your life.
So they're taking you up on it.
Yeah.
And they're actually coming.
Right.
They actually took those words literally, mm-hmm. which nobody should ever do.
Right.
You say, hey, if you're ever in town, stop by. No. What are they going to come in for, like a day or something, like while they're on the way to somewhere else?
I hope so. I haven't found out yet, but there's been talk about them staying for a weekend or mm-hmm. longer. You know,
longer, no.
3 days is the limit.
No longer than three.
Yeah.
That's the thing. After 3 days, doesn't matter. You love them or they're like fish.
Yeah.
They start to smell.
They're like the fish you get at the fair where you just got to carry it around with you the whole time and you can't escape it.
You're going to die. It's going to smell.
Yeah.
God, how dare they take you up on your offer? What's wrong with these people?
Don't you know I didn't mean it?
They might be psychopaths. You have to think if they took you for that and said, yeah, you know, we're actually going to go see them. I think, what's wrong with them?
The great thing is they really don't know where we live. But we know we live in Murfreesboro, and several people do. So
yes.
If we just give them the wrong address.
Just give an address.
I'm sorry. Oh.
Tattoo parlor.
Yeah. Hey, we typed in the address you gave us, and we're at Nukes at the Avenue in Murfreesboro eating a sandwich, and this is supposed to be your house. Yes, yeah. Stay as long as you want.
Yeah, we're in the back.
93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. All right.
Let's play Gender Wars.
Brought to you by Going Postal in Brenham Wood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, our eager contestants are standing by. We have four of the ladies in the audience. Christy is in Columbia. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good luck. For the guys, we have Dave. He's in Nashville. Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Dave. Okay. All right, let's do some get acquainted question here to get everybody kind of in the mood of answering questions. We'll start with you, Dave. Tell us something you learned embarrassingly late in life.
I just learned a few months back that Helen Keller was a real person.
That's awesome.
That is weird.
What about you, Christy? What's something you learned embarrassingly late in life?
You should always keep deodorant in your car, in your purse, everywhere you go, because you'll forget it more than you realize.
Okay. Ah, that's just good practical advice.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you each have a screw you can use in the contest if you need it. If you don't know the answer to a question, you can use your screw to make your opponent answer your question. If they get it wrong, you get a point. If they get it right, they steal your point.
So it's a gamble. All right, Christy, we start with you in a multiple choice question. In a game of chess, does each player start with 10, 16, or 20 game pieces?
20.
No.
Oh.
No, it's 16.
I would have guessed that myself.
16.
Okay.
Not a chess player.
Dave, is a tart warmer used to add fragrance to a room, cook breakfast, or add tint to your hair? A tart warmer.
Cook breakfast?
No, that is not right.
It would be a Pop-Tart warmer.
Yeah. A tart warmer is actually kind of lights a little candle to add a fragrance to the room.
Okay, Christy, you can bounce back and take the lead here with this one. Derrick Henry left our Tennessee Titans to join what other NFL football team?
Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. No, but incorrect. You said it with confidence. I almost believe you.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens is where he went.
All right,
That's what I meant.
Dave could be the first.
You meant Buffalo.
Yes.
You said Buffalo, but meant Baltimore.
Yeah, it's a common mistake. Pronounce it.
It's a common mistake.
Dave, the Barefoot Contessa is a show found on what cable network?
CBS?
No. Okay.
It's the Food Network.
Okay.
She's a famous chef.
We have the best game ever going, as no one has got anything right.
I love 0-0 ties. Let's see if it happens.
Yeah, both of you still have your screws left, so don't leave them on the table if you need it. All right. Christy, Zendaya plays MJ in Marvel movies. She's the girlfriend of what superhero?
Spider-Man!
All right, we got our first correct answer.
Right.
Well done.
Christy's on the board. Dave, You need to get this one to send it into overtime. Dave, Elle Woods was Reese Witherspoon's character in what film?
Legally Blonde.
That's right.
There we go.
All right. We have an exciting one-to-one tie, which must be settled with a name that song lyrical tiebreak. How many lines from the song do you need to name it? We'll start with you, Christy. Five or less?
Three.
All right. What about you, Dave? Do you think you can do it in maybe two, or you want to make her do it in three?
Two.
Okay. He's going low. Christy, do you want to try to do it in one line?
Yes,
she does.
Okay, she knows her music. Maybe.
All right. Well, it's coming down to this. One line from a song. Name this song. Heard it from a friend who.
You can sing it in your head.
I heard it from another. You've been messing around. Say you got a boyfriend. You're hanging out every weekend.
Yeah.
Speedwagon, Snake in the Grass. I don't know the song.
Oh, maybe. We can't give
you
it to
all,
you.
You knew all the lyrics.
You knew the group. You knew the lyrics.
Can I guess?
The song is called?
Take It on the Run.
Yes.
Is that
right?
Okay.
Exactly right. They heard don't it sing from it. A friend
if
who
I
heard
sing it. I would have got it. I just panicked.
Yeah. They don't sing it quite as well as I do, but yeah, that's an REO Speedwagon song. So that means congratulations to
Dave. For your efforts today on Gender Wars, we're going to send you a certificate of braggification. So you hang on the line so we can get that to you, so you can show that to everybody that you were victorious.
Yes.
Back to Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Three things you want to know this morning. Goldfish crackers, for a limited time, are going to repackage themselves and rebrand themselves as Chilean sea bass crackers.
Chilean sea bass?
Because they want people to think, okay, this is stuff that adults can eat too.
Okay.
But you have to go online to buy them. You go to ChileanSeaBassCrackers.com for a limited time, and you can get a special... It's the same stuff. It's just they changed the name.
Yeah. That's hilarious. So you don't have to actually, like, if you have a fish allergy, you're good.
Yeah. Allergy. There's no actual real fish involved.
Right. Okay. Yes. They didn't add. Yeah. Remember Ray Gunn, who looked like a velociraptor on meth?
Yes.
And she breakdanced in the Olympics over the summer.
She was the world's sweetheart for a while.
She had that kind of green and yellow jumpsuit and hat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you've ever wondered, does she clean up nice? She does.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, she's sporting a brand new look on the cover of Stellar magazine, which I think, you know, might be like an Australian magazine or something.
Yeah.
But yes, wearing a super fancy dress and high heels. So if you've ever wondered what a velociraptor on meth looks like on a night out of the town, I'm posting it on the Woody and Jim Show Facebook, and also you can check it out on the 93.3 Totally Hits app.
That's awesome. Hey, if you're a parent with Halloween candy, and you're sneaking into the bathroom to eat it in private where no one can see you, the plumbers of America would like to remind you that the Halloween candy wrappers are not flushable. So you have to find some other way to destroy the evidence. It's happened enough where they had to make a point of saying, no, you can't flush them.
It's so bad. Like, you don't want somebody going through your garbage to find the wrappers.
Yes.
Instead, you'd like to pay a plumber, like $1,000 to come out and then show everyone what was clogging the toilet. Your candy wrappers.
Yes. Fun-sized Snickers bar wrappers. Oh, my God. There you go. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Okay, tell us how to flirt, Jim.
It's not me saying
okay,
this.
All right.
This is from the Evolutionary Psychology Journal.
Okay.
A new study says there is the most effective way to flirt regardless of how you look. So if you're trying to get the attentions of a certain someone, the best way to flirt...
Just tell them you're rich?
Well, you know, they didn't mention it, but I would imagine it's a close second.
Okay, all right.
I just won the lottery. It is laughing at somebody else's humor is the most effective way to flirt They always say that being funny is a way to attract people.
Right,
it's very
right.
attractive. People find that attractive. But even more attractive is when somebody thinks, you know, what you're saying is really funny. They say for men, being funny is good for attracting women in a long-term relationship. If they're looking for, if women are looking for a short-term relationship,
yeah,
being funny ain't gonna work. Okay.
I mean, you know, I've always used humor because, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, making people laugh, I'd be sitting lonely somewhere.
Humor's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't bring in much to the table, but I can make you laugh.
Intermeddy, is being funny, is that a thing that you would find attractive in somebody?
Yes.
Okay, there's that one word answer. Yes. It's good to laugh, even in the bedroom. Just don't point when you laugh. Jim, you were saying you and your wife like to play a little game.
Some would call it a game. Some would call it playful teasing. Some would call it serious, serious business.
Okay.
We like to accuse each other of being the older one, like the person who's getting old.
Not by years, but just the way you act?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know, like if somebody can't hear, oh, what's the matter, Grandma? Can't you hear? You know, like stuff like that. So.
I love hearing that.
All right. So here's the ultimate proof lately that she's the one who's like older.
Okay.
It's like in spirit.
Okay. And she's not here to defend herself. So you can go ahead and say whatever you want.
Until she gets her own radio show, she has no way to respond.
Talking about her on your radio show, Jen.
So my wife and my son and I, he dropped by and we were watching TV together and we happened to be watching like a YouTube video and somebody was like doing a renovation of a house and we're like, oh, this is really cool. Yeah. Turn an old schoolhouse into a house they're going to live in. We're watching this thing and every once in a while an ad will come on and you know how YouTube will make you watch a little bit of an ad
right.
and then the white skip button comes up.
Right. And you wait for that skip
button.
Yeah.
And so my wife has the remote control. And every time like an ad would come on, my son and I would just go skip, 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 skip.
It's voice activated.
Right. Because we're pointing in her direction, like skip, 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 skip. And then she's like, oh, looking for the remote. Oh. I can skip here. And we're like, you're the old person in the room. Ha ha, ha ha. You're the old person because you didn't know how to hit skip within a nanosecond of the time it came up to say skip.
That's vicious.
But. Is that not accurate?
It is accurate.
The oldest person in the room doesn't know to hit that skip button like right away.
Right.
All right.
Just kind of space out a little bit. Go, oh, there's 20 seconds. I'll never get back.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm setting up a card table out in front of the station today, and it has a big sign that says, you're really old in spirit if you don't hit the skip button on YouTube when the commercial comes on really fast.
Change my mind.
Change my mind.